You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, and believe it or not, we're back.
Oh, my God. It's been a while.
It certainly has. Good morning, Ari. How
Good morning.
Are you?
I'm great. Hands on deck, feet on deck, toes on deck, all things on deck.
Hey, speaking of hands, show us your hands. Oh, yeah, no new bling.
No. Oh, you're hilarious. I wish. No, it's the relationship is going well.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
That's what I was in, quietly checking in on.
Well, get this right.
I'm ready.
Washed and polished my boyfriend's car over the holidays.
Like, holy
like
dolly.
On Boxing Day, right?
What?
And I'm repairing his car, his paintwork.
Yourself?
Yep. With Dad. Dad's going to supervise. He's the
I was going to say, isn't he a spray painter?
Yeah.
Why don't we get him?
But, like, I bought the paint. I saw it all mixed up. I feel like his car is now my car in a way.
It sounds like you should get a share of it if he ever sells it.
Yeah.
Like,
God, I'm
50%?
Too invested. Ooh. Maybe I can drive it.
Well, that'd be good too.
No, its engine's too big for me.
Is it?
Yeah. How was your holiday?
Oh, it was so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a lovely time. Went away for a bit. Went to New Zealand.
Oh, wow. For how long?
Just a week and a bit.
That's all right.
Yeah, just a little taster. It was nice. I've never been there, so it was good to check out.
Did you bungee jump?
Nah.
Really? No extreme sports?
I didn't do any extreme sports.
Oh.
I had 7 days.
That's all right.
Running around here and there.
Plenty
anyway,
of time to jump off a cliff.
My speed is more, nice dinners.
And cheese and wine.
Sitting by the beach. That sort of gear.
Fair enough.
I did plenty of that, don't worry.
Good.
So, yeah, lovely break, but good to be back and back into it.
Yeah.
So, with that said, let's start the show.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Kim Jong-un, we're well aware of this guy. Obviously, he's the leader of North Korea.
Oh. That music is harrowing.
This is the North Korean-style music. Here's another bit of it I've got, just totally different. I love trumpets and whatnot, basically.
Yeah, it's a bit of grandeur slash, intricated with fear and all
I
that.
I think it's delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
Is the category it falls into.
I've seen this story. I don't know if you've seen this pop up, right? So this is like breaking news, not even a couple of weeks ago. North Korean residents have now been banned from eating hot dogs as part of a big crackdown on Western culture over there.
Hot dogs of all things.
You can't be eating a dog in a bun.
That seems unreasonable.
Like, that's one of my favourite things, is a bit of a Frankfurt, in between a bit of bread. That's lovely.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. Now, he's banned a lot of things in the past as well.
Right. So just to kind of step away from...
From the hot dog area.
Yeah.
Jeans. Apparently they're too much of a symbol of the West.
Cowboys.
Now, the other big one is haircuts.
Wait,
so,
what?
You're only allowed to have one of the state-approved haircuts, and there's only, like, 12.
Hey, that's more than what I thought.
Well, that's total, like, men and women.
Oh, so like, six each, maybe?
Yeah,
okay.
Something along those lines. When you go into the barbershop...
Oh, jeez.
They literally have pictures of them on the wall, and you're like, I have a number 4, thanks. And that's it.
Like you're ordering a noodle soup. Like, I have the number 4 noodles.
Ironically, like you're ordering a hot dog at a hot dog stand.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Actually, I have seen an article that's also come about saying that those who are selling or cooking hot dogs now face the prospect of time in the country's most infamous labour camps.
Oh, that is actually terrifying. That's where you have to go and like... cut wood or dig coal for 20 years. Yeah, it's intense.
Oh, no thanks.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't want to be anywhere near wood or coal or anything like that.
Well, North Korea, really. I mean, I'm sure it's a beautiful place geographically. But
is
Kim,
it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
it's lovely. But he's absolute lunatic, and I have no problem in saying that.
Yeah, I'm not living in a world without my hot dogs.
And jeans, for that matter.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, I'm always really impressed with the ambitious side of business that a lot of companies seem to have, right? So I'm talking about your big car companies.
Sure.
So we've seen the likes of Tesla and all that, but also all the innovations that, Hyundai's come out with, Kia, Chery, all of that type of thing.
Sure. For example, that little bong, bong, bong sound when you haven't put your seatbelt on but drive off.
Yes.
20 years ago, that didn't exist.
I know. It is a good safety feature. Well, Toyota has just announced plans to make space rockets, or at least move into the space
race.
Yeah, let's go with that.
It's a modern space race that's happening.
Yeah, like all these companies want to jump in and be like, hey, this could be like the next big thing. We're all going to venture into space like in the next 100 years or whatever. Let's make a start now. So apparently they've ventured into the space industry with a $45 million investment in Interstellar Technologies. That's crazy.
It doesn't seem like enough money, but it's a start.
Yeah.
And I think if they can sort of figure out that area, there's so much money to be made.
Well, yeah, there might be something, you know, the next Star Wars. Well, the partnership also aims to meet the growing demand for small satellite deployments while strengthening Japan's competitiveness in the global space market. So it's a win-win situation here.
I'm sure that's probably where they're headed to. They're not thinking Star Wars. They're thinking maybe we can get a contract with the Japanese government to put a few satellites up. Yeah. That's probably the area they're working on.
What I want to see, though, is Toyota actually have their own space rocket, have like a big like picture up like on the little rocket thing going, oh, what a feeling, like some people like jumping up and down. But that's a fun rocket.
Well, they wouldn't be coming down. They just go keep going up and up and up. No gravity.
Yeah. There you go.
You've sorted their ad for them. Ari, you should charge them. Send them the bill.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So yesterday I went to do sort of a bit of a weekly shop kind of thing.
Oh, good. Groceries. Back in action.
Yeah, all that sort of life admin.
Great.
Anyway, I pop into the Aldi at Mayfield to get a few things. Mm-hmm. I'll grab a trolley because sometimes there's a few like stray Woolworths trolleys. You don't need a token.
Oh, that's right, because Woolies is right across the road.
I'll just grab one of them. And I went to grab one and I went, oh, that's not a Woolies trolley. That's a Harris Farm trolley.
I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, little boy, aren't you far away from home? What are you doing there?
Rolled from Cook's Hill.
Somebody rolled it all that way.
What? You know, that's just someone. Oh, not playing a prank, but they're probably like, look, I'm just going to make this whole journey with a trolley.
I guess so. I mean, crazy. They went, I'll buy a few things. Oh, too much to carry on the bus or something, maybe?
Hey, like that yogurt that you're buying, the fish or produce.
It's all going to be rotten by the time you get home. I don't know. Exactly. What, would that be an hour and a half walk or something?
Possibly. I wouldn't even know.
Around that, I reckon.
That's not close.
That is a long journey.
The stray trolley that was.
Anyway, I had a very convenient coffee holder on it. I went, brilliant. I'll put my coffee there.
Wait, did you actually use that one?
Yeah, of course. That's the one I used.
Did you roll it all the way home? So I'll give you a new home.
No, I mean, how far could we take it? It's a good question.
Yeah. Oh, my, across Australia?
Yeah.
Here you go. All right, across Newcastle.
All across Newcastle. Anyway, a bit of fun. And I just gave it a journey. I thought, why not? It's been this far. At least you'd see inside an Aldi.
It's seen Harris Farm too many times.
Exactly right.
So, see how the other Swedish half live.
That's it.
Wait, is it Swedish?
No, that German. Aldi. Oh. Yeah.
Close. Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Same area. It is the same area.
You wrote.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Speaking of, like, I guess local suburbs, I've had a bit of a gripe over the holiday period with where I'm living at the moment. So because I'm living in Cameron Park.
Yeah, lovely part of the world.
It is lovely, but I feel like I'm so far away from public transport, I just have to drive everywhere. Don't get me wrong, there's like a couple of bus stops here and there, but I'm not catching a bus. I'm talking about hopping on a train and going to Sydney over the holiday period, and I just never did it because of the inconvenience of not being near a train station. Like, I'm not driving to Fern or Cardiff.
That is a long drive.
It is. It's at least 20 minutes or so, and I'm not doing it.
And also, if you wanted to, you know, there should be a train line into the city.
Well, isn't there, like, this thing with the fast rail that's meant to be coming about? Like, it's meant to be around that area?
Yeah,
start
but
it?
That is going to take a long time. Yeah, they should just stick a train, regular station at Cameron Park.
Just easily.
So you can go into Hamilton or whatever on a night out and catch the train home. How good would that be?
It would be lovely because, you know, at the same time, I'm not moving all the way into Newcastle. So it's not like I'm, like, living at Broadmeadow. I can, like, go into, like, Newcastle.
You know, you don't want to move house to make it a bit easier to go
to get
somewhere.
To train. Yeah, exactly.
That is madness.
So safe to say, I didn't do much over the holidays because of that. I can't get anywhere in a fast amount of time. It's really frustrating. So, like, as I was, you know, kind of sitting
thinking about this,
I think that if there's a young woman who can keep a train station open over in Japan, I can start getting a train station in Cameron Park. So get this, right? So the Kami Shirataki train station, located in Japan's north of Hokkaido, I think it's called. Is it Hokkaido?
Yeah, you got it. Okay. You know, it sounds like a delicious mushroom at this point.
Oh, it does, actually.
Yeah. So, I like shiitake mushrooms.
So a couple of years ago, because of its remote location and the ending of freight trains, the Japan Railway actually decided to close it down. However, they changed their minds after they discovered a young girl actually used the station to go to her high school every day. So up until the day that she graduated, they kept this train station open just for her, the sole occupant of this, like, railway.
So what you're suggesting is because you in Cameron Park...
I'm inconvenienced by the public transport.
...and want to go into for a few nights out at King Street...
Yeah.
...they should build a train station just for you?
They absolutely should. I'm not paying for an Uber. I'm not getting my mum to take me.
Sort it out. Come on. Let's get it done. New FM. The Novos. The Novos. I saw this post on our local Newcastle Reddit.
Oh, gold.
Well, it is. It certainly is. There's a lot of interesting things and in, like, a community, I guess, that's there. Mm. And it was a photo from actually from South Australia. And it was on Street View, so from Google Maps. Mm-hmm. And it was as the Google car had gone past, it had captured this photo.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Of, like, a bloke with a small axe chasing another bloke down the road.
Stop it.
And they looked like, you know, a couple of bogans.
Yeah.
Just one chasing the other. There was a mullet involved. Can't remember who had it.
The Aussie dispute.
Yeah.
The bogan dispute.
Exactly. It was just captured there on Google Maps for eternity, right?
Run, mate.
Faces not blurred, nothing. Very funny. So you can check out that whole situation.
Love it.
But it got the discussion going about if we've got any of these, I guess, incidents on Google Maps happening around Newcastle.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
you know this is going to be juicy.
Well, the best one that I've seen, there was a few, like, okay ones, but the best one is if you go on Google Maps to 10 Conveyor Street, West Walls End.
Oh, West Walls End.
West Walls End.
Oh, my God. Live Google.
Yeah, do a live Google.
Conveyor Street.
And it's like a two-story house, right?
There's a two-story house in West Walls End. I've never seen one.
Well, you check it out.
Oh, it's one of those new ones.
Yeah, and look in the window. If you look in the window.
Street view.
Up upper floor, I think, to the left, maybe, from memory. You will see a bloke who is looking out that window and looking at the Google car. And describe what they're doing, Ari, if you can.
Oh, stop it. He's got, like, he probably.
Yeah.
Half of his face kind of, like, peeking out the window. He's got his arm up and flipping the bird.
Directly at the Google car.
Directly at it. Oh, my God. In a brand new house, too.
Yeah. So, if treat yourself, once again, I'll give you the address. And because sometimes these photos might be like 3-4 years old. You don't even know if these people even still live there. But
September 2020, maybe?
Yeah, there you go. Four years ago. 10 Conveyor Street, West Walls End. It's a good what you can do. You can send it to your mates this morning. Go, have a look at this. You flipped them the bird and they didn't even know. Just send them the address.
Yeah.
Jump on Google Maps. Tell them to do that. Our own local heroes flipping people off since 2020.
The Novos when you wake up. Live across Newcastle and the Hunter. All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
All right, coming up next, I've made a bit of a journey over to New Zealand over the break.
Oh, fish and chips.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll be chatting about Hobbiton because I went for a little visit there.
Hang on, are we talking about the hobbits? From is it Lord of the Rings? Oh, like those cool little round doors.
All, yeah.
I've never seen the Lord of the Rings.
Heaps of round doors. They're round doors. In fact, I didn't see a single rectangular door.
Well, there you go.
And it was very, very good.
Great.
One of the things I noticed over there is, you know that Whittaker's chocolate from New Zealand?
Oh, yeah, it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
They got all different flavours there that we don't have. They're keeping all the good stuff.
Peanut brittle.
That's like the basic ones, which are delicious, but they've got all these like different ones that they're keeping from us.
What? Really? Like they don't even sell in our stores?
Don't even sell it. And I looked online and they are cheeky, aren't they?
Did you try any?
Yeah, of course. It was amazing.
How was it?
Yeah, it's so good. There's this one with like, I I think they're called like Doris plums or something. Some New Zealand plum that you can't get anywhere else.
Beautiful.
Oh my God. It was all delicious. Once again, they're keeping it from us. So next time there's like a trade dispute or something.
Negotiate for that.
We need to negotiate for that. Forget your like deal on sheep or whatever you're thinking about and sort this Whittaker situation out because I'm not having it anymore. Anyway, rant over.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Hey, obviously, I just had a bit of a break, and during that time, my little family went over to New Zealand for a week.
Now, is this the first trip you've taken with little Esme, your daughter?
Yes, yeah. It is. So we got her a little passport and everything.
Great.
She looks, like, very stunned in the photo.
She probably is.
Yeah, like, huh? We're going on holiday. And we thought New Zealand, it's safe, it's close, it's a short flight. Mm-hmm. It'd be a good sort of like warm up for her into international travel.
Yes,
right?
Which you love to do.
Exactly, my number one hobby.
Yes.
Anyway, so we'd never been to New Zealand before. Mm-hmm. And I was basically tasked with planning the whole trip.
Wow.
So here you go, you just sort it out. You know, I'll make sure, this is what Emmy, my wife, said. I'll make sure the baby clothes are packed. You just plan out the whole trip.
I said, that's a fair deal.
No problems at all.
Yeah.
So I went through, planned this and that. I had a little sort of loop in mind.
Okay.
And this was, you know, a few weeks before we went. And then she said, oh, are we going to Hobbiton?
Oh, great. Wait, is Emmy like a fan of Lord of the Rings?
She is.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. It seems a bit touristy. She's like, that's my number one reason to go to New Zealand. You better make sure we're going.
Okay.
So I quickly jumped on and luckily I booked tickets because they sell out. It's fully sold out weeks before.
So I'm confused.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Hunter Valley Gardens.
So, kind of. Yeah. It's basically on this guy's farm. He was literally sitting, having, like, watching TV, watching the footy on TV.
Uh-huh.
And the helicopter came over scouting for locations and landed on his farm and, like, knocked on his door and said,
stop.
Can we have a look around your place? We might be filming a film here or around this area. He said, no worries, just shut the gates because there's a heap of sheep here.
Sure, yeah, need to keep the flock in check.
Exactly. Got anyway, it. So they went around, they were like, yeah, we want your place. So they built this... the full, like, Hobbiton village there.
Oh, my God. And now he just, what, has the rights and ownership of it?
Kind of, yeah. He's negotiated with the film studio, Peter Jackson, all that sort of stuff.
And he's making money off tickets.
They're 90 bucks each or something. It's no joke.
Really?
Yeah, but...
wow.
To be fair, it was pretty magical. Like, even as a bit of a skeptic, someone that thought, oh, this will be like a touristy hogwash,
aww,
it was really good. Like, it was so well done. And only a year ago, actually built out the inside of one of these houses.
Oh.
So before it was just to film the outsides of the doors, right,
yeah,
to
okay.
make sure, make it look good. They've fully built one. And it's incredible.
Right, so you've got to walk in this door and explore?
Yeah, explore the whole house, every detail down to the little pencils and the...
wow.
It's all fully done and it's very impressive. So I'm sort of converted to the magic.
I do have another question.
Sure.
So you're pretty tall. You're a very tall human being. Hobbiton Village. Hobbits, they're, you know, famously short.
Yeah, I bumped my head on heaps of stuff.
How'd you go getting through the doors?
My wife, perfect height. She walked through everything, breezed right through. I'm like, bump it, boom, tear off. Walk through another doorway.
Okay,
that'd be
Gandalf.
Brilliant. Yeah, exactly. So, look, very magical in the end. But, yeah, I did have a sore head off that.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, it's nearly next to impossible not to love your dog. Like, they're family, aren't they?
Oh, of course they are.
They're an extension of yourself. They're your arms, your legs, they're your limbs, they're everything,
yeah,
your heart. Well, what would you say, Crevo, if you could buy something that will extend the life of your dog, Molly the Whippet?
Oh, sign me up. How much? I don't care how much it costs because one of my biggest fears is the day when Molly the Whippet passes away.
That's right. And you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
Most dog owners
live
are
long
like that.
Enough. That's the problem with
exactly.
dogs.
Exactly. And it's really sad when all that, you know, comes to an end and whatnot. Well, have no fear. A San Francisco-based company has actually just created a drug designed to extend the lifespan of dogs by at least a year and could be on the market next year.
Not enough time.
I know. But think about it. This is like the first of, like, I guess, initiatives or drugs to be able to do this. So also, imagine what they could do later on.
My concern is this.
Okay.
They go, yeah, it will live longer by a year.
Okay.
Who knows how long it was going to live originally? Seems like snake oil to me.
Yeah.
There's no proof, right? They go, oh, you don't, what? You give them the drug, like expensive drug, you're buying the little pills every day, you put it down the dog's throat, whatever.
Right.
And they go, brilliant, what age do your dog live to? You go, 12. They go, well, it was going to live to 11. They go, how do you know that?
Well, you don't.
It seems like absolute BS. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm calling this out now.
It's almost like a preventative measure at a certain age. So, hang on, there is some guidelines around this.
Okay.
So, it comes in the form of like a delicious beef-flavoured tablet. So, of course, like your dog's going to be like, yeah,
like
all right,
I'll
eat and
get
that.
On board, yeah.
Yep. And it's aimed at dogs aged 10 and older with a weight of at least 6 kilos. So, it's got to be able to metabolise it and whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, so there you go. But it's not the only drug in production at the moment. So, there's ones for larger canine breeds as well. So, yeah, it's very interesting. Look it up. There's a lot of science-y words to it.
Science-y words.
And I'm not
going to
bore people with that.
Right-o.
But I'm just saying, you could make your dogs live longer.
I believe it when it can get the dog to, like, 35. Like
35?
Like an unnaturally long age.
Oh, the dog's probably just like, oh, I just want to just lie in doggy heaven now.
No. You want them to, like, if it lives to an unnatural age, you go, that is actually something that could be believed.
Yeah.
If it's just the same age as your dog, maybe plus a year, that could just be a long-lived dog.
Sometimes that's just all you need, Creamer.
Oh, give it up. I reckon it's BS.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, it's good to be back. And you know what? It was so nice coming back from holiday to get home. Mm-hmm. How about this? Mm-hmm. Neighbours have mowed our lawn.
You're kidding.
What a good community we live in.
That's unheard of.
Isn't it just so nice when that sort of thing happens? And I was thinking about it as well. Had a little street party for Christmas.
Oh.
It's just like a very wholesome place to live, Mayfield.
It is a good place.
Yeah, it's just, there's so many nice things happening that people just caring about each other. And shout out to my neighbour for mowing the lawn, mostly.
Oh, my God. Did they do a good job?
Yeah, very good. It was neat and tidy, neat as a pin.
Oh, jeez. How was your wife, Emmy, about that, though? Because she loves to mow the lawns.
Well,
there's a big competitive nature going on.
No, there's no competitive nature. She was like, oh, my God, I think the neighbours mowed the lawn.
Is she going to go over and mow their lawn?
Well, when they go on holiday, I feel obliged.
Yeah, you do. That's the only bad thing. It's
Sort of. What I've gotten here is set up to mow the lawns. I think they're on more holidays than us.
Probably.
But now we've got to do it. Every time their grass is growing, oh, we're going away for the weekend. Oh, damn it.
How convenient.
I've set myself up for a lifetime of work.
Oh, just don't think about it.
I'm taking all that back. It's no good.
No.
That people are self-interested. That's why they've done it.
You've talked yourself out of this.
Yeah, I know.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So, of course, it is 2025. Start to a brand new year, which is fantastic. Hope everyone had a great break. But the thing is, every time this rolls around, everyone's got some type of New Year's resolution or something, like a goal they want to achieve, change something in their life for the better. And I had a couple of these conversations with my family members over the holiday period as well to see where everyone's at and just to kind of touch base and whatnot, right? Reflection is key.
Sure. Well, that's it. Because with a new year, you've got the whole year ahead, the whole year of possibilities of what you can achieve.
Good intentions.
Totally.
And look, it's true, like some of these things fall through, like, oh, I'm going to eat healthier, eat less cake. Never happens for me. I'm still going to eat terrible food.
How good's cake? Just quietly.
It is good. I also like my fried chicken and my chips. So, you know, it's just whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Well, I've had a couple on my list for 2025, so I want to share some with you, Crevo, and the listeners, and see what everyone else wants to do with their year as well back.
Okay? I'm ready.
Okay. So, first and foremost, now, this has actually been something recently in the past 2 months, and I'm ready for it to come to fruition. So, one of my New Year's resolutions is to be on top of the hedge trimming duties around the yard at my house. So basically, kick Dad off the tools because he's getting way too old, but too stubborn to let others do it.
Right. So somehow you've got to angle your way in.
Yeah, so I have to work out kind of the system that he has, like the scheduling in his head.
Right. So then, you're ahead of it by a day or something.
On this, like a certain Saturday morning or like a Sunday morning when we're not doing housework, and he's like, you know, moping around the yard and getting the trimmer out and whatnot, I can beat him to the punch. Like, Dad, sit down. You're too old. Let me do it.
Nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Or so it's helping him.
You do it on the Friday. So Saturday comes, goes to mope, and it's done already.
Yeah, I'll do it on the Friday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just got to get a bit ahead of him. That's your way in, I reckon.
Exactly. But the other one that I also had, a little bit more on the serious note as well, because I think we can move into that area, is also being more in contact with my brother. Look, my brother and I have a decent relationship.
Yeah.
It's just that we don't talk as much as what I guess we should be and what I would hope to. So, like, that's also going to be my other resolution.
Nice. Yeah, hey, while we're talking about family, I'd like to, I think, spend a bit more time with my parents. I haven't done that enough, I reckon, the last 12 months. I mean, there's been enough, but it's just, I like to spend more time with them. You know, you get busy, life gets in the way, there's heaps of things happening, but you got to make time.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out.
Like, travel a distance as well to get to them.
Yeah, it's an hour and a bit, but that's not that far. You know, people travel heaps further for less important things, right?
True, that's true.
So that's something I want to do this year.
Awesome.
Another one that comes to mind, I was thinking, reflecting back on 2024, I don't think even once, I ate fish and chips. I'd eat heaps more fish and chips. Like, that. We live in a beachside town. What is wrong with me?
But the thing is, you got to find a decent fish and chippery.
Well, I mean, sure, hey. There's a fun story arc for the show. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing more that I like than a search for something great around Newcastle.
Yes, thank you.
But I just feel like, why haven't I not done that? We live next to the beach. Go to the beach a couple of times a year at least, probably more, should be more, and just eat fish and chips while watching waves.
That's a staple food at the beach.
That's exactly right.
That and like Maxi Bonds or something.
Sure. Any of that and all of that.
I need more ice cream.
I need to do more of that. So they're my two goals for the year. Well, the first couple that come to mind, and I'm going to write them down and try and stick to them.
Oh, good.
And I guess that's what we're looking for. More inspiration for people around our area, right?
That's right. 4967 4105. What is your New Year's resolution? It could be a couple of things. It could be one major thing. Serious, funny. We don't care what it is. We just want to know.
Another one that comes to mind is I want to try and get more sleep.
Now, that's a hard task for you.
Yeah, and it hasn't started well. I went to bed at 11:30 last night.
Mate.
So it has not started well, is all I'll say. But 4967 4105, what are your New Year's resolutions? Another one I want to do is I want to go swimming more.
Okay.
Pool or beach. I hardly swam at all last year.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it a lot. But for some reason, life gets in the way.
It does.
Got to make time for it, though. Got to make time for it.
That's it. Another one of mine is I need to try and pair my socks properly. So I just have, like, just uneven, unmatched socks, like, with different colours. Like, purple doesn't go with green, but apparently that's just what's on my feet all the time.
Yeah. You know what? Paired socks is a good one as well. I think I want to take that on board as well.
Okay.
Maybe we just need to get rid of all the single socks.
Yeah, let's do that. Yep.
All right. Good plan. All right. We're going around the team here.
Yes.
If we can to go to producer Mark. Good morning. Welcome to the show for the new year.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Yeah, and to you. Do you have any New Year's resolutions you want to get going?
I do. A couple of different ones this time. I usually go with the usual, which is like try and lose a bit of weight, exercise more and all that. But a couple of different ones. So first one, I want to try and read more this year.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. You got a style of books that you like. Are you a true crime person or are you a, you know, thrillers?
Romance.
Or, oh, yeah, the old romance.
Look,
Mills and Boone.
I don't read enough to know what my favourite genres are. I love the idea of reading.
Comic.
But I just never read enough. And when I do read, I really enjoy it. So it can kind of be anything. One thing I'm reading at the moment is this psychologist, Jordan Peterson. I really love him. So I read a lot of his stuff.
Okay.
Tom Segura, like, he's a comedian. I like reading comedians' autobiographies and things like that. So Stuff like that. So reading more books is on my New Year's resolution list for 2025. Also, I want to try and like meditate and do a bit more like breath work and stuff like that.
You do come across as a very pensive person, so that fits in well with you. I think that sounds good.
I need a bit more calm in my life, Kruver.
Oh, nice. You're calmer than the both of us. Yeah. Mark, don't worry about that.
Buddha Mark. We like it. All right. 4967-4105 in Broadmeadow let's go to Michael. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you. And to you too. Do you have any New Year's resolutions or things you want to achieve this year?
Like you were saying, spend more time with the family when I've got that free time on the weekends and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, take a bit of a relax from work. Don't have work on the mind too much. And yeah. Mm. Like, because I've got a little one, another one due on the way in June. I've got a 2-year-old.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
No, thank you.
So, yeah, a bit more time with the family.
Yeah, like there's a lot of places to go visit around New South Wales and stuff like that. If we've got that free weekend, go for a little trip somewhere.
Oh, you know, road trips.
Great idea.
I love that. That is very wholesome and nice. Mm. One more, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. In Charlestown, Robbie, what's your New Year's resolution?
I've got two, Crevo.
Yeah, what's that?
One, I'd like to do yoga.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, get more flexible.
Never done it.
Yeah.
Just to chill out and relax.
Yep.
Yeah, I like yoga as well.
And this is going to help with my second New Year's resolution. Yeah. Not so inward negative thoughts about twats.
No.
Idiot.
Is that like on the road when you see someone in traffic and you've got a couple of negative thoughts about them? Or
serving certain customers or just talking to certain people.
You just don't need those negative thoughts, do you?
I don't need them anymore.
Yeah, Robbie on the road or in a local KFC going, shut up, I hate you people. And they go, no, it's okay.
They're not a twat after all, it turns out.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Money, money, money. Lux. Yeah, game time. Bebe, lowest to Lux. How it works. First game back for 2025. Okay, we give you three items. Could be found locally around our region here or also online. Three items. You have to list them from what you think would be the cheapest all the way through to the most expensive.
In Katara, it's Philip. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good, thanks.
That's the way.
Good. Nice up bright and early.
Yeah, that's it. You off to work or finishing? What's your situation?
Day off today.
Oh, you are living good.
Make the most of it.
Absolutely. Start by trying to win some free stuff, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, let's do this. Ari's your quiz master. Take it away.
So, Philip, I've gone with a theme today. We've had a great summer so far, so we're going to spend some time outdoors with these. Okay.
Nice.
First of all, you have the Valley Hooded Sleeping Bag from Kmart at Glendale. That's your first item. Then the next on the list is the Ziggy Brand Elite Triple Grill LPG Barbecue Plus Cart Bundle in the colour red from Barbecues Galore at Katara. So it's basically a little barbecue with a stand.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah.
And then lastly, you have the Engel 18-litre cooler dry box from BCF at Heather Bray.
Ooh, tough one.
So, quick recap. Your most affordable, sleeping bag on the market at the moment from Kmart.
That's probably a hint.
That is a hint. And then you also have the triple grill LPG barbecue, and then you have the 18-litre cooler dry box.
Okay.
So, Philip, what do you think is the cheapest right there?
What do you reckon?
Say the lowest will be the sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you reckon's in the middle?
I reckon the cool and dry box, and then Ziggy the highest.
At the barbecue at the top. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's reveal some prices. Good luck, Philip. I got no idea as well.
Easy
quiz master.
Here we go. The Kmart sleeping bag from Glendale is going to set you back $19. So it's pretty affordable.
$19, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good job. And then you said the 18-litre cooler dry box from BCF. Now, it is pretty schmick. That's going to cost you $100 altogether. All right?
Yeah.
Then the Elite Triple Grill LPG Chili Red Barbecue. $948.
Oh, yeah. Go get it, Philip. You're off to the Jets, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And in the draw as well for that luxury cruise.
Lovely.
3 nights aboard Royal Caribbean. I mean, what more could you want in life? Mm-hmm. That's all I'll say.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Of course, these wildfires over in the States are just unbelievable in the worst possible way. Just wanted to give a little bit of scale to it and a bit of info around it. For example, 180,000 people are under evacuation orders.
Is it that many?
It's extraordinary. They reckon over 10,000 homes and buildings have been burnt down.
Yep.
And I think what's extraordinary, coming from Australia, where we do see big bushfires.
Yeah, we have copped a lot in recent years.
That's right. Is seeing the amount of areas with, when it's at night, that are lit up with street lights that are then burnt. So you is seeing the fire so close to and in and amongst people's houses, over 10,000 homes and buildings.
It lit up the entire city, like the flames.
It is really extraordinary. They've got no idea how much it's going to cost, but the preliminary estimation for the economic loss is well above $60 billion. Which is such a huge amount of money.
Well, like you say, over 10 or 12,000 structures have been destroyed, along with 35,000 acres of land.
Yeah, all you can do is feel sorry for all the people and the animals and everything involved.
Yeah.
The fires are an extraordinary force there. What's made it so much worse is the offshore winds.
Oh, okay.
So they're going, some of these winds are gusting at up to 160 kilometres an hour.
What?
Yeah, they're basically like gale force winds.
Jeez.
And then that area hasn't had any rain for months.
There you go.
So the combination of those two. Normally that level of wind would, you know, create big rainstorms as well, which are just not happening.
Mm.
So, it is just an absolutely devastating. What I guess it's not a silver lining, but what has been nice to see is people helping out.
Well, yes.
Canada from the north, even Mexican firefighters have been going over, big troops of the most elite to help out. It's, you know, in a time like this, that's all you can hope to see is the community come together.
Well, I think also with that, because so many homes have been, I guess, ripped apart, burnt down, all of that, including a lot of celebrities. So because of their homes also being destroyed, they're also donating a lot of their money to the causes to help rebuild and to help, like, displaced families.
And even, I mean, you say, look, celebrities will be fine because they've got money.
I know.
That's absolutely true. It doesn't make it any better. Your memories are in your house.
Well, that's right.
You know, and you everything you've got and built and worked really hard for.
Mm.
So all we can do is...
It affects everyone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Our hearts are out to these people that are having such a tough time, and coming from Australia where fires affect so many of us.
Yeah.
I think, you know, all we can sympathise and empathise and all of that stuff. So our thoughts with everyone that's going through such a tough time over there at the moment.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So my household has been nothing but talk about local soccer at the moment. So my dad, obviously he's quite a well-known soccer coach around the region. I've spoken about his roles many times before on the show.
Yeah, the Gaddy family name is legendary.
Well, in some of the local grassroots soccer clubs it is, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's starting his new role as technical director over at Wolves End FC. He's stuck to his guns and he's preparing all the age groups for their season coming up, and also preparing the coaches for it.
They are no doubt going to dominate.
Well, the thing is, I've asked out a lot of questions and I've been really listening to what he has to say. And apparently the club now has over 150 players now. It's starting to grow heaps. But, you know, the club is making a big return this year as one of the most recognised clubs, with kids returning and whatnot. So the only thing that they're looking for now is players from, like, 12 through to 14. But other than that, they're jam-packed full of players now.
That's so good. And well, it's, no doubt it's because they've heard Gaddy's back. And they've heard that and they thought, well, what other club are we going to join this year?
Look,
you wouldn't bother.
They're just making a comeback, and I think it's really, really great.
The others should just might as well give up almost.
No, I think it's because they're offering something new this year.
Yeah, well, that's probably it too.
This season, it's
Gabby's
making...
back.
No, not just that. But they're making this historic return to youth development.
Nice.
So the club as a whole is trying to revamp itself, and it's doing it, and good luck to the Wolves End FC Devils.
Well, they're now my new favourite team.
Well, there you go.
Wolves End FC Devils. Up the Devils.
Okay.
Hey.
New FM.
The Novos.
Every New Year's Day, so not New Year's Eve, but the next day.
Yep.
My parents have this like tradition where they have sort of, it's like a big party basically, mini music festival thing.
Oh, stop. That's awesome.
Yeah. You've got bands going all the way from midday till midnight, and you've got all different, like probably about 100 plus people from the local area all come.
Oh, the Privo Clan Day.
Sort of like that. Nice. Yeah, it's this party's been going like 30 plus years. It's kind of a tradition, right?
Holy dooly.
Yeah, anyway, this year, gone for the usual day or two before to help out, get everything set up.
Yeah.
And that is when disaster strikes, in a way.
Oh, no. What has happened?
So, first of all, one of the main water lines that provides water to the whole area or the whole farm suddenly bursts a leak. Now, added to that problem is they didn't know where the leak was. So, because it's like a big area with a long, like, water line, they know that the tanks are losing all their water, but they don't know where it is. They're looking everywhere, trying to find kind of like the spot, right? Eventually, they find it. But that has to be solved. This is the day before the party.
Oh, right.
Then we're off trying to buy parts and stuff to fix that, dig up the hole, like the pipe and all that kind of thing.
So you had to do it all yourself.
Yeah. All this has to be sorted out. Then the sink that in the kitchen suddenly gets to start doing high tide.
What?
So the water's not going down. So you've got one area where water's going out and one area where water's going down. And
it's
that's
pooling.
The washing up for the whole party and everything is going to be in this sink.
Oh.
So we're on like plumbing emergency trying to sort everything out.
Yeah.
Dig up the water line, got the parts, but they were the wrong size. All of that had to be sorted. And then this sink was blocked up.
What the hell?
Ended up being like where the water went out. There was, like, plants had grown into the pipe.
What?
And when, like, I found out where it was blocked, and inside was also a dead rat that had blocked up the whole thing.
Probably a fat rat, too.
It was real fat.
Oh, my God. Did you have to remove the rat?
I had to remove the rat.
Oh, my God. Did you have gloves on?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay.
Not touching a dirty rat, dead rat bare hands.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, two plumbing disasters. A full day for one of our friends helping out to help, like, fix the line. And I was most of the day trying to unblock the sink situation. Two plumbing disasters in one day.
That's unheard of.
Unbelievably unlucky, right?
World record.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. But what I thought we could do here, 4967 4105, your plumbing disaster stories. Because often it happens when, you know, the worst possible time, it's the middle of the night. Maybe you've got friends over, that sort of things. You get the old block drains, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Or burst pipe, could be anything. We want to know yours. 4967 4105. Up for grabs. We're going to put you in the draw for our, this is unbelievable, a 3-night luxury escape for two aboard Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas, sailing to breathtaking Eden.
Oh.
This is a world-class ship. It's luxury, excitement, adventure and entertainment all rolled into one. If you want to get on the draw for that, this is your chance. We just need your plumbing disaster story. It could have happened recently, maybe over the break while we were away, or maybe it's just something way in the past, but you never forget when, you know, the kitchen floods or something, or the bathroom floods, or there's a burst pipe out the front of the house, that sort of thing.
So many issues.
There's so many possible issues. Or maybe you're a plumber and you've seen some belters.
Oh, please, give us some stories.
Exactly. I had a belter. Two plumbing disasters in one day at my parents' farm as they're getting ready for a party, a burst pipe and a blocked sink. And of course, it's New Year's Day. It's well, the day before New Year's Eve, so you're not going to get a plumber out. Not a chance.
I have to ask, how was the stress levels of your mother? Because as
pretty high.
As a female party planner myself, I would be running around like a headless chook going, "Someone fix it!"
She's already stressed because there's 100 people or whatever turning up the next day.
Oh, Mum, go and sit down and relax. We got this.
Yeah. And then there's, you know, a few people who should be helping out on other things are fixing pipes instead. These things can happen, though. It can be very stressful. So we're looking for your plumbing disaster stories, starting in Maitland with Nicole. What's your story?
Okay, so we're waking up for my son's second birthday on Anzac Day, and he was ready to have a cheering old second birthday.
Yeah, of course, right? And, he's excited.
Of course. All the dinosaur balloons and everything, all the prep. anyway, we had friends staying with us. Their children slept with the white noise machines on, and my son did so because we were sharing the space with friends.
Yeah,
sure. We had my son in our room with the white noise on, which obviously we'd never really slept with the white noise on, and then they had their children with the white noise on. So we didn't actually hear what had happened. So I don't know how long it had burst, the water pipe in the bathroom. So, but yeah, we woke up to water, like to our ankles, basically.
Oh, my God. And the party continues then, or is it cancelled?
Oh, yeah. Cake making and Anzac Vickies.
Everything.
Everything. But yeah, we were hoping, because it was like a public holiday, that Bunnings was open to get that water thing and suck up all the water.
Oh my! That is a total disaster, especially public holiday. The plumbers, they charge extra, of course, as well.
Claim something on insurance, surely.
Definitely up to the ankles in water is no good.
Oh dear. All right, going to Raymond Terrace now. Good morning, Chris. What's your plumbing disaster story?
Well, it happened several years ago. It was at my mother's wake. Mm-hmm. We had the wake in the backyard, so we had relatives and family and everyone there, and the sewage pipe in the front yard decided to overflow all over my front yard. All the little kids come running inside going, "What is all this all on the front yard? What are these balloons in the sewage?" We were like, "Oh, my God, they're not balloons." And, we had to bring the water board and we had to ring the plumbers to come in and then fill the lake to come
off. Oh my God, and you've got all the family there. They're all trying to be sad. The place stinks.
It smells like poo!
The whole situation stinks, and your family member as well. I mean, that's very sad, but you can't help but have a bit of a laugh afterwards, can you?
Let's go!
Secure one-day-only deals at Holiday Expo, January 19, NEX Newcastle. Register for free tickets today at holidayexpo.com.au. This is New FM's Summer Boarding Call.
Oh, my God, how excited about this are we, Ari?
Ahoy, sailors.
The expo is so much fun.
I know.
We've both been there and enjoyed it. You get inspired by what holidays you want to take.
Yeah, this is at NEX in town.
That's right. Plus, you're then in the draw to win this incredible cruise. Mm-hmm. 3 nights. It's a luxury escape for two aboard Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas, sailing to breathtaking Eden. What more do you want? Let's try and make someone's dream come true here.
Please.
All right.
All right, let's go to Thornton. Hey, Katrina, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Really good. So tell me, how long has it been since you've been on your last cruise, or have you been at all?
I've never been.
Really?
Yeah.
My partner and I were actually booked in to go on one this year, and it got cancelled with the carnival takeover.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Right, okay. So this would be the perfect opportunity, especially one for free. Would be better, right?
Even better, yes.
Well, I can say that Ovation of the Seas is actually a bit more of a fancier ship than the P&O. So, yeah.
Even better. I mean, I'm sure they're all great, but this one just looks on another level. Mm. So here's what I'll say, Katrina. Good luck. We'll see you at the expo, and fingers crossed you win that cruise, all right?
Oh, fingers crossed, and thank you.
I feel like it would be a bit of, you know, good karma after that getting cancelled. That's got to be good, right? Well, we're going to be giving away people, well, giving people the chance to win this all week. So make sure you keep listening out for Summer Boarding Call. It's not just with us, it's throughout the day as well.
Yeah,
it's
fantastic. Right. You'll never miss an opportunity.
That's right. Keep listening to New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, when Newcastle makes a list for being the best at something, usually very excited. You know, most beautiful beaches. Best pies.
Great burgers.
All of that sort of stuff.
Of course. Great pubs too.
Yeah, well, all the good stuff, right? But how about this? We're apparently the 6th worst congestion in Australia and the 180th in the world for traffic congestion.
Okay.
Less honestly, than ideal.
I'm not surprised by this in the slightest. I've grown up here and I know all the rough points that there is.
And living at Cameron Park, you would definitely know. On your way out to the expressway out there, at peak hour, that is absolutely terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, Newcastle Link Road. So I'm kind of near-ish there, roughly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do a lot of travelling along there at different times of the day, mind you.
Yeah, luckily our driving times are different.
Yes. However, like I still have to go out places at 5 p.m.
Oh.
So that means I'm getting stuck everywhere, including...
R.I.P.
Oh, here we go. Here's another one. I'm going full list here.
Yeah.
So... Glendale Crossroads has been a struggle point since the day I was bloody born.
Yeah.
And it's still no different.
They can't fix it, can they? It doesn't matter what they do.
God bless them, they can try, but it's not going to work, council.
Also, the apparent road widening out the front of Hexham where they're making two lanes into two lanes, that's not a road widening. All you've done is put a bit more on the side. That doesn't do anything.
And frustrate the early morning drivers.
Yeah, two lanes into two lanes is not an upgrade.
And a couple of different paint jobs.
Oh, what did you do? You smoothed out a bit of the tar, did you? Brilliant. You could have just left it. It's two lanes into two lanes, exactly the same.
Hexham. Hexham is another one.
Ridiculous, right?
Stockton Bridge area, yeah.
Oh, my God. No wonder we've made it to the world rankings. How are we beating places like that are so much bigger than us?
Look, they're trying with Jesmond, but I still don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it's going to do anything. Exactly the same. Two lanes into two lanes. It does nothing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, you know how you were saying before earlier in the show that you're wanting to, or you did some, you're helping out your boyfriend fix his car paint?
Yeah, there's like a part of the bumper bar that kind of needs a touch up, so my dad and I are doing it for him.
Is it, what would you charge to do some work on the van? Touch ups.
Actually, because it's for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, free of charge, mate.
No.
All you have to do is just buy a mixer for the paint at one
Done.
Of the shops.
I'm actually going to... Cameron Park. I'll take you up on it. Cameron Park.
Industrial area. They've got a great shop in there, actually.
Gaddy and Daughters car painting services now open for business.
You laugh, but back in the day, so back when Dad and I, and obviously, sorry, the family lived in Holmesville, we had our own... Dad had his own business, right? So Dad used to joke, because Samuel's the oldest, he'd be like, oh... Father and son, you know, Gaddy and son's paint workshop. And then Samuel's like, nah, never doing what you want to do, Dad. So he moved on to me and he was like, oh, father,
Gaddy and
daughter.
Yeah, why not?
It's still a dream.
Hey, there's a chance. You're doing your first job. I've offered you your second.
Yep, there you go.
Two jobs, that's a business.
Oh, look, and there's stuff that goes on with, like, paint work all the time with cars, so it is definitely profitable.
Get yourself a little ABN. You're sorted.
Yeah, we'll just have like a mini workshop.
Yeah, that's it. All right, done. I want some help tidying up the van.
Okay, all you have to do is just, we'll sort out the paint. You just have to pay for the paint. We've got it done for
you. Absolutely not a problem. I'm excited. We'll do a little spray painting situation sorted out.
Excellent.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And I really hope that everyone had a really fun but also restful holiday break. I certainly did. But one of the things that I got up to over the period was New Year's Eve. My partner Will and his lovely housemate Billy, they had a little house party. Just a few friends. There's probably like a dozen of us.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, like it was very low-key, like nothing outrageous, just some music and some fun games, and that's it.
Nice.
A few cheeky beers and whatever.
Spin the bottle and stuff.
Oh, no. Nah. I didn't even participate in many games, actually, because I'm not good at beer pong or anything like
that.
I'm not coordinated What's the point?
Fun to watch, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. It was a great night. But so it started pretty early. I want to say like 4.35 o'clock-ish
oh,
that I got
early.
There.
Yeah.
And then everyone else kind of rolled in from there. And it was really lovely. So we all, obviously being New Year's Eve, we're all having a few cheeky lemonades and drinks
sure.
and whatever.
Why not?
And just everyone was just being really happy, a little bit rowdy here and there. But I noticed one thing that has become of me from that night. I now have a new nickname. Now, it was given to me by friends of Will and Billy's, and I think they would agree. And I got a lot of compliments for it. So throughout the night, we were playing games, drinking, whatever. And then it got to a certain point where I'm like, you know what? I think everyone needs a little snack. So I go to the pantry. This is not my house, by the way. I go to the pantry, go through the bags, and like, okay, I'll get some Doritos out. I'll get some Pringles. Someone might also want some honey soy chips and some sweet chili. So I'm just like, I'm getting all these bowls prepared full of chips, snacks, whatever, and putting them in the middle of everyone on the table going, here, guys, I brought you out this, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
You're trying to keep everyone just in check a little bit.
No, I'm just trying to feed them. Like, because like, I didn't prepare anything else other than these few little scrolls. So
right.
Will's like, oh, babe, bring those out. They're so good. And everyone's like, what are these scrolls? So I'm like, oh, these are homemade. Try some of these
God.
And whatever. So
you've catered this party.
I totally haven't, but I've self-catered within. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm the one distributing. I'm like, everyone have something to eat, please.
Just
you know,
keep everyone.
You're probably a bit hungry.
So you're not hungover tomorrow.
Yeah,
all that sort
yeah.
of stuff.
Just keep the tummies happy. And it worked. And I got dubbed the nickname Mother. So, Ari, you are our mother. You're mother of the party. I don't know how I feel about that.
See, in the past, you might have been one of the party goers,
yeah.
right? But
yeah.
as you've matured, you've yeah. become the mother of the party. Did
and
you tell
it? The oldest one there.
Did you tell anyone to keep it down?
No.
And stay off the lawn?
No, but
and don't break that vase?
Sounds I actually
like
didn't.
That's what you're moving towards.
But I did, you know, tap Will on the shoulder and the leg going, so there's some food. There's some food
have
there.
Have something to eat
some.
There. Yeah. Have a glass of water in between drinks.
Yeah.
Let me just turn that music down a little bit.
Oh, one of the guys, I was just like, Ari, give me a cuddle. You are our mother. I'm like, great. I'm no longer fun. I am now the policeman of the party.
Well, your words, not mine. And first show back, we're pretty much finished.
Oh, it's been a good show. I'm really happy to be back.
Yeah, so am I. I've missed doing this, you know.
Yeah.
It is the most fun job there is.
Yes.
And it's a pleasure and an honour to be able to do it and to wake up with everyone every day.
Yeah, I love chatting.
So looking forward to, you know, the year ahead. Don't forget as well, the summer boarding call.
Yes, cruise.
I mean, what a way to start the year to win a cruise.
Mm.
I mean, that is terrific. And it's a 3-night luxury escape for two aboard Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas. If you haven't had a look online at it yet, do it.
It's one of the best ships around.
That's right. Listen out for that boarding call throughout the day to make the standby list. And then, of course, we'll be drawing that on January 19.
That's this Sunday coming.
It is very soon, and it's going to be a great event there at NEX Newcastle. You can register for free for your tickets as well, holidayexpo.com.au.
Definitely worth going.
We're out of here for now. Yep. We'll be back tomorrow. Another great show on the way. I've got a few bits and bobs. I want to get my card detailed. I've been looking around. I was still deciding which one to do. There's so many good detailing places that have good reviews around Newcastle.
Right. Never looked into it.
Yeah. Well, the first time, me too. One I used actually is like in the past, they've moved or something. So I want to find a new one. So I'm going to sort that out, get the van looking nice, and that'll be pretty much my afternoon. I think I'm going to have a nap as well. Obviously, we've had a few weeks off the early morning, so
yeah.
I'm a bit more tired than usual.
That's all right.
That's it, but should be a good day. Enjoy this sunshine that's around because, you know, the rest of the week's looking pretty cloudy and rainy. So.
Yeah, I might go to the beach.
Perfect opportunity. Why not? Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
See ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.